and daf pes amad aleph hayil v'yochel natkay olaviyay etzloy. Next to the last taisvis, Rabbi Bo wanted to explain that echad reichev al chamayr v'echad tafis b'meiseira. The tafis b'meiseira is kind of the whole meiseira, since he, by pulling it off without making a new hagbah, he'd be kind of already. So Rabbi Bo said, "Amayr de kachidish," even though he didn't pull it off. But since by pulling it off without making a new hagbah, it would be mugbah, so that is also considered a hagbah. And the Gemara disagrees with Rabbi Bo. But we see al koponim from Rabbi Bo, the Tanegei Alonu, that if you have something on a mokim gavoya, and you pull it off, you take pull it off, you take kind of with hagbah, even though it will not remain too long in the avir. It's going to fall down. But that means you're pulling something off a mokim gavoya, and you're pulling something off a mokim gavoya, and then as soon as you pull it off, it's going to fall down. Afal pikein, that's called the hagbah. That's what we see from Rabbi. That's what we see from our Gemara. Rabbi Bo was only mechadish that yochel natkay is also sufficient. Taima. The mashma de im nitka, but if he would have pulled it off, shehu kaine mishum shal yodai hugba lamaylo mishalish. Because of his nituk, it is hugba lamayla mishalish. So Taisvis, the Baal understood as follows. Taisvis understood, if you have something on a mokim gavoya, so as soon as I pull it off, so it is shalish tvachim from the earth, as soon as I pull it off. So that's called, I made a hagbah. Even though, because of the law of gravity, it's going to fall down. But I made something mugve mishalish tochim. Kozman was on the Rosh HaChemer, it wasn't mugve at all. Now when I pull it off, it's now mugve min hakarka shalish tochim, and that's called kinyan hagbo. Even though it will not stay there, it's going to fall down. Mishum shal yodei hugba lamayla mishalish. So Taisvis says the din is, if you have an oni that is banging off zeisim al b'roish hazayis, and they're falling down. So there it says that she'im v'gezel elu mipnei darkei shalom. That means theoretically the oni that is shaking off the zeisim, he's on top of the zayis, and all the zeisim are falling down, so theoretically, whoever's on the bottom can take all the zeisim for himself, because he didn't make a ma'aseh kinyan in them. He just, al taki shalom midrabbanan, we consider, since he went into this effort of taking them off, so you're not allowed to take it. But faktois vis lechayre, he made it mugba shalish tvachim. That means as soon as he took off the zeisim from the zayis, and now it's mugba min ha'oret shleishet vachim, the next minute the law of gravity takes it down, so he have the same thing by the talus also. And he pulled it off the we have the same thing by the meisera, for a talus on the omut. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two, v'chein perik agoizel kameh, Azayre Xela shall chavere liyam pota. The Gemara says that if a person Azayre Xela shall chavere liyam pota, umukilo ba'adye aduye, alma loichoshiv masho hugva al yodoi hoyo v'seifei lipel. So, l'chayre, Taisvis understood the Gemara as follows. The din is, if a person goes and, let's say, Reuven has a cellar, and Shimon picks up the cellar from Reuven, Reuven's holding the cellar, Shimon takes it away and throws it into the yam. So he's a Gozer Menas La'Avid and he's Chayiv. That means he made a Maaseh Gzeil, even though he didn't take it for himself, he took it. A Gozer Menas La'Avid, he's Chayiv. That's Shokla, he took it. But what is, if a person is holding the cellar, and he's standing near the yam, and I go and I push his hand, and the cellar goes out of the hand, and it goes into the yam. So the Gemara says, if it's Mayim Tzlulim, if the water is clear, and I can show him the cellar, and it's all the way on the bottom, it's still shining over there, so I'm Potter, I'm not a Mazik, Munach Kamoch, it's there, take it. I now you have to hire a deep sea diver. Sorry. But that's only a grommet. That's grommet ben nezokim. That's potter. I wouldn't advise one to do such a thing, but al kaponim, he's potter to pay. Because he's not a gazlan. He didn't make a maisa kinyan. He just, by pushing his hand, it went from his hand into the water, so it's Gromer ben Ezokim, if it's Mayim Tzlulim. Like Taisvis and Chodik, as soon as he pushed his hand, so the Sela is now Lamaila Megimel Tvachim. So I was Magbiya the Sela. Later, Tfela, so I'm a soul, just like if I pick up the Sela, I become a Gazlam because I made a Maisa Kinyan. By pushing his hand, I also was Magbiya the Sela. Now it's Mugba Shalish Tvachim. So here you look at, it's not going to remain there. That's not called, it's mugbe. You have to look at facts of life. The koyach of gravity is going to pull it down. So that's not called, I was magbiyit. So therefore, that's why only hamanaki b'rei shazai is, anadye yaduye is potter. But Agamara says, not like that. Agamara says, you pull something, you pull a talis, you pull a meseira. So even though, so even there's a second when it's mugba, when it's mugba minoret, it's called you made a hagbo. V'yeshloima, so Taisva says, the shani hocho, shetoifes biyodoi echot minoresh. So Taisa says, here is different. Here he is holding in one hand, he is holding one of the roshim of the Maiseira, one of the roshim of the talis, he is holding in his hand. So even though it falls down, this is better. That's what Taisa says. Now, let us try to understand what Taisvis is saying. Taisvis says there's a chilek. Here he's holding it in his hand. Here he's not holding it in his hand. He just pushed it away. He's not holding it in his hand. He's holding it in his hand. It's different. It could be that pshat in Taisvis is, we'll see there are what is the lumdis of kinyan hagbo? There's such a kinyan of hagbo, a person lifts up something. So he's kind of with hagbo. And we see a chayma that hagbo is kind of a mile of hagbo, that it is kind of a filu bershus hamoicha. That means all other kinyanim are not kind of bershus hamoicha. That means if I make a meshiche, b'rshus hamoiche, I'm not koine. If I make a agbo, I'm koine. So there's a svare of the sma. The sma says that the choshev ki'ilu hevi oisoi l'rshusoi. That means like this. if I'm picking up something, Birshus HaMoicher, even though it's sticking out of my hand, but I'm holding it in my hand, so it's considered Ki'ilu Hevi Oisoi L'Rishusoi. That means when I pick up something, it's considered, this is in my Rishus. Because I'm holding it. It's so that we consider the whole thing is in my Rishus. Not only that which is Amish in the hand, but that what's sticking out of the hand is also in my Rishus. Just to appreciate what we're saying, L'chayre, this is boiled from Chidushi HaRashbe. Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin, Rav Shimon holds that you kind of behem agasa only with Hagbah. So the Gemara asks, how can you be kind of a pill with Hagbah? An elephant, how can you be an elephant with Hagbah? How can you do such a thing? So the Gemara says, Bachvila is Meiris. So the Rabbeinu Meshulam says, what is the case of Chavila Yismayres? What does that mean? What did you do? So he says, a person stands on a ladder and he holds a bundle of branches, and it seems the elephants like these branches, so I'm holding it up, I'm standing on a ladder, and the elephant is going to jump, wait for him, and so I'm kind of with Agbor. So I was Magbiya, the elephant. That's how the Rabbeinu Meshulam learns Pshat from the Gemara. Direct the Rashba, I don't understand. How can Hagbah be koine Birshus Meicher? It's Birshus Meicher. How could he be koine? So, what is Pshat in the Rashba's Kasha? I mean, how did he learn all the time? All the time he understood Hagbah's koine Birshus Meicher. Like we mentioned, the Sma, if I'm holding something, so Memele, so it is, so it's Ki'ilu Hichnisa L'Rishusai. It's not Birshus Meicher, it's a Meirishus. You look at a Ki'ilu, it's in Meirishus. But over here, I'm not holding the elephant in Meirishus. I lifted up the elephant, fine. But he's lifted up in the Rishus Meicher. Like the Rashba, how could you be kind? So from the Rashba, we see there's a concept of Hugba Mikoichoi. And there's a concept of nichnas l'soich yodai. If it's nichnas l'soich yodai, it's kilo nichnas l'shusai. If it's hugba mikoichai, so then there's a problem of rishus moicha. This was the Rashba's kasha. So memele, so it could be that is pshat and taisvis. So taisvis means to say like this, that if I pull off a talus from an omut, so the first second is l'mailo megimel tfohim, so it's called, like, it's hichnis nichnis l'shusai. It fell down the second, it's irrelevant. It was nichnis l'shusai as soon as I pulled it off. Masha'en came, if I just pushed something off, so never was, so what did I do? I didn't lift it up, I pushed it. So it's going down, that's what I'm doing, what did I do? That's not called hagbah. Hagbos pshat, if either I'm holding a chaylik of it, so it's nichnas l'shusai. But some of they pushing it and it's going down, that's nothing. So therefore, oni emenakev b'reish hazayis, adye aduye, so there I'm not pushing it up, I'm pushing it down. So even though it's l'mayla megimel tvochem, that is not called hagbos. Inami hocha airi, now here Tosfos wants to say another teretz, pshenitik min ha'omod eina orich kol kach shegiya reish ha'shein nilo. See, Tosfos wants to make a very nice akimta, that it's speaking about you have a small talus, so memela when you pull it off the omod, so the small talus, while he's holding it, he's not lifting it, he's holding it the same level of the omod, and there's still a maila migimu. So it's a mile of megimel, so it never fell. It means after I pulled it, it's still a mile of megimel because it's a small talus. But something that after pulling it off, it's going to go down, so that's not called agbot. Vishili sheluach akam. Now, okay, now Tosfos brings a gemara chula. The kama zil treif akain, the legbinu v'lekninu. There it says that he should bang on the nest, and by doing this, he'll lift up the aim, nubikoina the aim. Hosam nami hugba al yoda yaisa mimasha hoya tchile, shreik tzas mafrichem lemaile, lekach koni. So Taisva says, over there, speaking about when he bangs on the nest, so the birds jump up a little bit. That's called hagbo. I feel it's not biyote, but that's called I was magbiyot already. That means, just like we mentioned before, the Rashba only had problems. How can you be kind of pil b'shus moicha? But if it wouldn't be b'shus moicha, the Rashba would understand. I was magbiyot the pil. B'shus moicha had a problem because I didn't take it out of the b'shus moicha. So Taisva says, if I bang on a nest, and because of the banging, the oif elevates itself, that's called, I was magbiyah the oif, that's called hagbah, even though it's not biyodi. Over here, the case of adye yaduye means that it's tzarech yiride. Einach enami, we see from this Taisus, a person would be holding a sela in his hand and he'd push it from under the bottom and it would go up a little bit, then it would go down. That would also be considered hagbah. The Rosh says here clearly, and Taisus above the Kam says it's derech yiride. It never went up. It just went. Just like Oni Amenaki Vereish Azayis, it went straight down. So even though it's Mugba Gimel Tvachim from the Karkim, Afal Pikein, he is not kind. Now, the next Taisus we learned to the Gemara. Before we start the next sugya, I would just like to mention one ha'ore. We hear the whole sugya over here that rochav is koine besodet, not koine be'ir, because it's not the derech for people to be rochav be'ir. Speaking about the moichet told them, k'nike derech n'yodem koinen. But then the Gemara says, but if it's in the reshus ha'rabim, so then the derech is lirkoiv sham, then you are roichiv because you're not manig a beim or shisarabim because you'll be manig the beim. So many people go, you're going to lose contact with the beim. So therefore, roichiv is koine b'shusarab. There's a shrekleche problem over here, which the gedoyle really rishonim es takashe. The Mashiach is not kind of b'shus haram. So, Rochel, the Gemara says, speaking about manik baraglov. That's what the Gemara says. Rochel could be, is that koine? It's manik baraglov. So he's koine alt Mashiach. Fine, he's koine alt Mashiach. Then there's a problem, it's not derech, so he's saying, Echanam, he's not besimt, it's not the derech. B'shus haram, it's the derech. So b'shus haram is koine. But Mashiach b'shus haram doesn't help. So Kan Shayel Aben, which is a very difficult problem, so how is he kaine b'shus haram? This is a kasha. I'd like to mention three terutzim. Two terutzim, really the Nesiva says, and one teretz, the Taisvis Chit says. The Nesiva says as follows. Mesiva says that we had mentioned when we started the beginning of the sugya of Rochel v'Manig, we'd mentioned in every Meshiche there are two chalokim, there are two parts to Meshiche. There's one part, Eiros Bailis, that means he's showing ownership by being Meshich the Behemah. And then there's another chelik of achnosal reshus. That's also a chelik. I'm bringing it into my reshus. And therefore we had a mordik Rambam, that the Rambam said if a person made a meshich in the reshus arabim, it was machnis ktsosoi besimte, so he's koine. So the Mefarshim explained the Rambam because the in the reshus arabim, meshich doesn't help. But the Eiros Bailis will help. So that means that when he's Moshech, the Svina or something else, whichever is He made a complete Mashiach in the Rishus Aram. There was a Ros Bailet. He did not know the Rishus, so if he be Machnas Amikzas, Besimte, so you have both Chalokim of every Mashiach, and it will be kind. So Nesivus wants to say, if you'll say for practical purposes, so we could say that the problem of Rochov is it's not the derech to make this a Ros Bailet. The problem is in the Eros Bailish, my person doesn't, he said be kinder the way I mentioned kinder, not the way, the Gedar Neyodo. In Rishus Arabim, everyone is a Rochel. So the Eros Bailish of the Manik Baraglov is done properly in Rishus Arabim. That's the Derech, Rishus Arabim people are Reichem Rishus Arabim. So the Eros Bailish was done properly. Now we have a problem. But where was the Achnos al Roshus? No, so went a little bit into Simte. The whole problem that Rochav shouldn't be kind was mitzad heiros baile shaboy. You're not acting like a normal person doesn't do what you're doing. So if I can't, but in the Roshus Arab, everyone does this. The heiros baile was done properly. And where's the Achnos al Roshus? So we're speaking about that was nichnas a little bit in the Simte, but the heiros baile, which was done in the Roshus Arab, was properly done because it's Derech Lurkai Vishus Arab. That's a portion to Teretz, but in a Kimte. A second Teretz in the Siva says, and we had mentioned this when we started the Sugya, that Bemison in every Rochu we have, the Gemara says you have there the Oslo Machbosei, it is going, and here the Gemara says it's speaking about Manik Baraglov, so Ticha Oslo Machbosei, you have the Roz Bailis. And here you have the Achnos Elushus, he's holding the Meiseri, he's holding the reins. So we mentioned there's such a concept, if I'm holding the reins, it's commanded, Noket Lei B'yodei Domi. It's considered like I have the behemoth in my hands. Since I have the control of the behemoth, that is the Achnos Elushus of Rochu. So my mail with the Nesivis, Machsumir, seems to say this. That Rochu, even though the you need manik baraglo, you need a good osla machmose, but the achnosa loshus will be istafus b'meiseir. A third teretz, there's a teisvus rid, which is a muridike chiddush, that the whole halacha that Mashiach is not kainah b'shus haram is only by chafetzim, not by animals. By animals, it's kainah b'shus haram. One said to Avraham Rosengarten, he wanted to say Pshat. There could be Pshat in the Taisus Rid is that there is a difference between the Meshiche of a Chayfetz or of an animal. The Meshiche of an animal it shows the Hachno of the animal to the Meshach. That means Kairi lo vehibo. That's a Meshiche of an animal. I call the behemoth and the behemoth comes to me. So Mamelos, I'm kind of with Meshiche. The Gemara says, by an Eved Knani, I'll call the Eved and it comes, it won't be kind of. Because Eved adaita the knife shake of it. I mean, the Eved is coming, not because well, it's the length to come, because if I won't listen to him, he'll beat me up. But it's not called that I pulled him. It means that he decided to come. It's worthwhile to come. That's not called Meshicha. But the Meshicha of an animal is a Hiroz Schoro. That means I'm commanding and you're listening. That is the Meshicha of an animal. So it could very well be that alone is equivalent to Achnos al Roshus. That means that shows that you belong to me. There you don't need to bring it into Roshus. If we're speaking about a chayfetz, that's a doimim. So there you need, you have to schlep it, you have to bring it into your Roshus, but that could be that what it's listening to, that what's nichnitz to you, that is sufficient. You don't need a beferish achnasal rishus. Now we're going to learn the next sugya. Yirtzeh Hashem, let us see what we'll be able to understand from the next sugya. Zok the Gemara. So we're three lines from the top of the Yomit. Boi Rabbi Loza ha'ima l'chaveiroi m'sheich b'heim mezu liknais keilim she'oleo. Mal. A person said, b'moshech the b'heime, and the reason I want you to be moshech the b'heime, I want you to be koine the keilim she'oleo. This kalim on top of the animal. I'm telling you, you should be moshech the behema liknois kalim shelo, to be koinem the kalim which are on top of the animal. Mal, what is the din? Is he koine? Is he not koine? So the Gemara says, liknois? Mi oma leikni? Elo, Mishaych bei mezu ukni kalim she'olel. Mal. So we have to understand what was the problem. Chayrasi ha-machlekes Rashi in Taisus. Let us see what Rashi says. Mishaych bei mezu al menas liknais kalim she'olel. B'mekech u'memker, it is speaking about mekech u'memker. Umoichaloi es hakelim. He's selling him the kelim. Veloi es habehime. He's not selling him the behime. He's only selling him the kelim. That means it's my behime. And I'm telling you, make a meshiche in my behime. Liknois, that through this meshiche in my behime, you should be kaine the kelim. That is the shayla. Now, let us perhaps stop 1 minute and ask, why does Rashi phrase the shayla by mekech memkeh? Speaking about mekech memkeh, mekech memkeh, or moichalei es hakelim, V'loi es ha-behemet. We had before yesterday, we learned in Taisvis, that the Taisvis says, when the Gemara had asked if a person was manig beraglov ha-chamor, he should be kind of the Mesere, als m'sheich behema liknei skelem she'aleo. They're talking about hefker. There it is talking about hefker. And Taisva says that if you were Moshech a hefke the kebehime, you could be kaine the kalim she'olel. That's a shaila in the Gemara. Taisva brings down this Gemara. So lechayre, the shaila is not only applicable by mekech and memkeh, it's applicable by hefke also, by metzia also. Why does Rashi say I just like to mention perhaps one svara, if this is a nemesis svara, I don't know. We'll see later on Daf Yud Aleph, there's a svara, Das Acheres Makne, is if a person wants to be Makne something, one does not need such strong kinyonim. A filu ashvacha kinyon is also sufficient, because the Das Acheres Makne. So it could be, Rashi wants to say that a filu b'mekech and memkeh, we'll see there's a problem, the meshiche that is being done in the kelim is not such a proper meshiche. I'm not being meshich the kelim, I'm meshich the behemah, which is his behemah, to be kind of the kelim, which is a very complicated tier. Bal kaponim, so could be Rashi saying afilu b'mekech hamemkel, that could be it is easier to be kind to something since the tasacher is makna. Afal pikein, there's a suffix if it will help. Al-Kaponim, but that's a whole. Why Rashi mentions Mekech and Memkech. Liknois, so the Gemara says, Mikoma Leikoni, Liknois Mashma Ata Hiskaven Liknois. You be Moshech the Behemah, and you should be Mechaven Liknois the Kalim. Ani Eini Maknoloch. I'm not selling it to you. You should be Mechaven to be Kalim. So Liknois, I'm telling what you should do. I'm not saying what I'm doing. It's my Kalim, and I'm telling you, you should be Moshech the animal and have Kavona to be kind of the Kalim. Mikoni Kayla, so the Gemara says, so Mikoma Leikni, he didn't tell me you should be Koine, that means if it's his Kalim, he should have to tell him, with the Meshiche, you'll be Koine the Kalim, not that you should have Kavona to be Koine the Kalim. He's the owner of the Kalim, she should tell him, Ukni Kalim Shalel, you should tell him this. So, that was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answered, "Miyama lekni elam asher peinazu ukni kalim shela." Be kind of the. He told him a verse, and with this Meshicha, you'll be kind of the kalim. Mi mahani Meshicha de behema laknuye kalim oilay. So let's see what Rashi says. Mikoni kalim b'mishiche de behime ima behime. No, this goes on later. This goes on the Gemara later. Mikoni kalim. That's the shayla. Mimahani mishiche de behime laknuye kalim. Does it help or doesn't it help? So al kaponim, what is the shayla of the Gemara? So we can appreciate the Shaila, I mean, Al-Kochoch, number one, it's a different type of a Meshicha that's being done. It means there's a Meshicha that is done with animals. The animals are walking. There's a Meshicha that's done with Kalim. That means I schlepped the Kalim. Here, I'm not schlepping any Kali. The animal is walking. It's his animal that's walking. And I made the animal, his animal should walk, if this could be considered a Meshicha on the Kalim. Fine. That's the Shaila. Oma Rovim, I Oma Leikni Behema Ukni Kalim, Mikoni Kalim. Now, from the whole Lashon of Rabbi Loza, it would seem, the Shaila is, I want you should be kind of the Kalim. Not you should be kind of the Baim. The Baim is mine. The Shaila is that, can you be kind of the Kalim with the Meshicha's Baim? But it would seem if the Baim would also be yours, then there wouldn't be a Shaila. If the Baim would be yours, there'd be no Shaila. So, Omar Ravi, Omar Lake, Ni Baim, Ni Kalim, Mikoni Kalim, then would it be kind of the Kalim? Chotza malechesi, v'chotza maleches leikot. So this is Rav's kasha. Rav understood Rabbi Loza. The whole shaila was, he's not maknim the behemim. He's only maknim the Kalim. And therefore the shaila is, that can the Meshicha that is being done with the behemim help for the Kalim? But it would seem, if it be Maknehim, the Behemah, should be no Shaila. So Al Kochach, why is there no Shaila? Because then, since the Behemah is, and the Kalim on his Behemah is kind of Kinyin Chotza. Something is in my Chotza, I'm Kainim. So Rav said, but there's Halachis and Hilchis Chotza. Is a Chomit Mikoni Kalim. Iomalei Kni Behemah Kni Kalim Mikoni Kalim. Chotzam alechesi, v'chotzam aleches leikone. So how could he be koine? So I feel like v'maknim de behime, you also have the same shayla. Because al chotzah, you can't be koine, it's a chotzam aleches. You could only be koine al meshicha. So what's the difference if he's maknim de behime, if he's not maknim de behime? V'chiteime k'sha'omdo. No, maybe it's speaking about, like, that's what he means. If he would be maknim the behemah, so he have a very good, so then there wouldn't be any shailas. He's maknim the behemah and the kalim. So he make a meshiche in the behemah, so the behemah becomes his. And then automatically the kalim will become his when the behemah stands, because it's, he's kind of with kinyan chotzer, and then it's not a chotzer maleches. So Memela, maybe that's why Rabbi Lezer had to be careful to say that he's not Maknim the Behemah. Because the minute he's Maknim the Behemah, so if he'll be kind of the Behemah, the Behemah will stand, so he'll be kind of the Kalim of Kinyan Chotza. The Chiteime Ksha Omda, Va Kol She'ilu Mahalech Loikone, Oymed V'yoyshev Loikone. The din is, by a chotzer, since it is capable of walking, even though it is not walking, you're also not koine. Oymed v'yoyshev loikone. So the Gemara answers, v'hilchese v'kfusa. So the Gemara says, no. So pshat is, that what he said, that would seem that if he would be kind of the behemah, there would not be a shaila on the kalim. That means if the behemah was a kfuset, if the behemah was tied up, so then the behemah is not capable of walking. So then you could be kind of the behemah. Then if you were kind of the behemah before, so then you could be kind of the kalim of kinyan chotzer. Because the behemah cannot walk. It's tied up. So that means there is a case that you could be kind of the kalim b'meshichas ha-behemah if you tied up the behemah after you made a meshicha in the behemah. So then the behemah is yours. The behemah is tied up, so it's not a chotza maleches, it's not capable of being a maleches. So then the din is that you would be kind of the kalim of kinyan chotza. That is why Rabbi Lezer wanted to clear a shaila in a case where there can't be a kinyan chotza. And what's the case that there can't be kinyan chotzer? He wasn't maknim the behemah. The behemah is mine. I'm only selling you the kalim. So then, now here the shaila is, will the meshicha of the behemah help for the kalim? That was Rabbi Lezer's shaila. But if it be maknim the behemah, then he could be kind of the kalim of kinyan chotzer. That means to make a meshicha in the behemah. He'll tie up the behemah, and then automatically he'll be kind of the kalim of kinyan chotzer. Let us see Rashi. Mi koni kalim. So now that this was Rava's kasha. From Rabbi Lezer would seem the only reason that there's a shaila because he's not kind of the behemah, so therefore there's a shaila, is he kind of the kalim? But if he would be kind of the behemah, there's no shaila. So the Gemara asks, Mikoni kalim b'meshicha the behemah ima behemah. Would he then be kind of the kalim to that he was meshich the behemah? The me, the mekomi boile b'moicha kalim b'loi behemah, since when the shaila was phrased, when the shaila was asked, the shaila was b'moicha kalim b'loi behemah. Michlau, so it seemed from that, the b'moicha shneim, if he sold both, he sold the behemah and he sold the kalim, shitaloch, then you understand, the me, the koni behemah, koni kalim. Since he was kind of the behemah, he's kind of the kalim. How was he kind of the kalim mishim teiris chotza? Because the kalim find themselves now in his chotza. The kaim alon chatzeirai shal adam kainalai. something is in my rishus, I'm koine. Ubehemtoi kechatzeiroi. In chatzeiroi is lavdavka chotzer. That means anything that is in my rishus, I'm koine with kinye chotzer. So the Gemara asks, but how could you be koine with kinye chotzer? V'chotzer malechesi. V'chotzer maleches loishaminan detik. And a chotzer maleches, a moving chotzer, is not koin. The chi is raboi, mim hi motzei ti motzei biyodoi. We learn out by a ganev. A ganev is koine b'chotzer. Gagoi v'chatzeroi v'kafife is raboi. The loinayit v'havi mishtama. Now, we have to know over here that Rashi is saying a mouthful. We have to understand the mouthful. That means when we learn, this is a Gemara. The Gemara says, Ein li elo, im motzei te motzei bi yodai hagneve. Ein li elo yodai. The first we learn pshat, it's in his hand. How do we know if it's in his rishus? Gagoi, chatzeroi, v'karpifoi, minai. Tamaloi, mimotzei, timotzei. So when marbe, apilu, it's not biyodai, it's in his rishus, it's also good. That's how we poshet learn the sugir. Now, if we learn poshet, then this rashi is very difficult. Because the posik is mar, but you don't need yodoi. Anything is good. Rashi says, you need dum yid the chatzeroi. It says chatzeroi in the posik. It says gagoi in the posik. The posik says, not yodoi, rishusoi. Rishusoi. So, abahim is also his rishus. Rashi says not like that. So we have to understand, we have a amir de kerashi, which we have to appreciate. Rashi Shita is, and Rashi is in many places, Rashi says this yourself, Rashi learns Pshat, not Pshat, it's Yodai, means Yodai, his hand, and the Marve, from Al-Kaponim, from Imotze, Timotze, B'Yodai, I learn Yodai means Rishusai. Vayikach kol Arzoi mi-Yodai. What means he took the land from his hand? Yodai means Rishusai. So Rashi learns Himotzi Timotzi Biyodoi means Rishusoi, which is a Rishus, which is Gagai Chatzai Svekafib. So the Posik is speaking about Rishuyoi. So Memele, every Chotzer has to be similar to a Rishus. A Rishus has two characteristics. Characteristic number one, it's not Naidi, it's not movable, that's a Rishus, number one. And number two, it's mishtameres. It's mishtameres. And everything that's a mahalach is missing these two characteristics of gagai chatzeiroi v'karpifoi. It's nayit, it's movable, and it's not mishtamer. So l'chayre, that is what Rashi is saying over here. That's how we know to be Mamayit Achotza Maleches. The Bible, there's a Rashi in Kedushin, there the Gemara says that if you put a get in an Eved Knani, in the hand of an Eved Knani of an Isha, and he's awake, it's not a get. So Rashi says, Davi Chotzer Amishtameres L'das HaEved Atzmoi. That means the Eved is watching what's in the Chotzer. Veinei Doime L'Chotzer Gemure. V'chi Yisraboi Chatzeiro Mishum destam chotzer mishtameres al pi abaylem. A chotzer, that means if I have a chotzer reshus, it's mishtam al pi abaylem she gidra soviv o peiseach benoil. A chotzer of abaylem means a guarded area that there's a lock to it. a chotzer has a tzure. It's a dover hamishtama al pi abaylim. So any other case that we want should be koina al chotzer has to have the characteristics of a chotzer that's mishtama. So chotzer mishtama, Rashi says, there's walls around it, and he has a key, and he opens it, and he shuts it. It's a chotzer mishtama al pi abaylim. So therefore, Rashi says, if it, and that is pshat and yodoi. Yodoi means reshusoi. So memele, it has to be similar to a reshus of a bailim, which is not nayid, which does not move by itself al kaponim, and is mishtama. And achot maleches, you don't have any of these characteristics. If you'll say, it is speaking about, that means that Rabbi Lezer was very careful, and he said that the shaila is when he's not maknim the behemah. If he's maknim the behemah, then the din would be, there's no shaila b'kain al tchotza. It's and the behema was nikne b'mishiche omdo. Then it stood the loy holcha, and it didn't go further. And v'niknu keilim b'midoso dekono loy chatzeiroi. That's why Rabbi Lezer was very careful. Rabbi Lezer held that if it's speaking about his makdim the behema also. So the minute it will stand after the Akiris Yad V'Regel, so he'll be kain al tchotza, because now it's not maleches. So the Gemara is not true. We have a klal kol she'ilu mahalech loikone. Klaima, kiven so kol she'ilu mahalech loikone, so afilu it's oimed, it's also not kainen. Since it's capable of going, again, we learn out from imotzi temotzi biyodi, which means reshusoi. And a reshus means an area that is not movable by itself. So even though it's standing now on its own accord, because it's not similar to the chotzer dekra. The hilchese, hay de pshitalei, chia malei kni behemet, vikoni kelim koni, that means if he'd be kind of the behemet, and if he told him, be kind of the bayman, kind of the keli, he'd be kind of, be kvusi the pshitalei. Speaking about that the bayman is tied up. The kiv on the dumye the chotzer, who, since this animal is similar to a chotzer, this animal is not capable of moving on its own. So this is similar to a chotzer. So who koni, then taka be kind of. But, so that's why he wanted to be careful, he wanted to make sure that there should be no shaila, that there should be a kinyan of chotzer, because if he's makdim the animal, there's a possibility if he'll tie up the animal after he makes the meshiche, so then he could be kain al chotzer. So we don't, so we still have this, the shaila. This is the Makayo. Here Rava said it, but Rava said this Yesoid, that in Hilchas Kinya Chotzer, it has to be completely similar to a Chotzer, that it is not capable of moving on its own accord. Yeah. Now, let us see Taisvis. Let us start Taisvis. Mishoich behemezu v'kni kelim shalel. Miboilei, So Tosfos says, what is the shaila? Kiven the mishiches abaheime shehileches me'atzma. The mishicha of a behemah is a mishicha that goes by itself. That's the mishicha. I'm not pulling it. Loishaicha bekelim. So this mishicha is not applicable by kelim. The mishicha of kelim is not the mishicha of an animal. The mishicha of an animal, the animal goes by itself. It's listening to me. Fine. That's the mishicha of an animal. The mishicha of a behemah of kelim is I pull the kelim. Here we're saying make a mishicha on the animal to be kind of the kelim with this mishicha. I'm making an animal mishicha to be kind of kelim which don't have this sub mishicha. Layikna kelim. So the neshayla, so then you won't be kind of the kelim. Avol im omar mishoich kupe v'kni kelim shebesoicho. But what will be the din if he tells them as follows? I have kelim in a kupa. The kupa, I'm not selling you. The kupa is my kupa. I'm not selling you the kupa. But instead of you taking out there's 2,000 needles in the kupa, I don't want you. So you moishach the kupa with the 2,000 needles, and then you'll be kind of, I'm not selling you the kupa. But I make a mishich on the kupa, to be kind of the kelim, so then there's no shaila whatsoever. So even though I'm making the mishicha in a keli, which he's not selling me, he's selling me I'm pulling the kupa, and he's making me the needles, not the kupa. Pshita lei dekoni, because there the mishicha that is being done is a mishicha that is applicable for needles also. I'm schlepping. So this is the Kenyan Mishicha for the needles also. So I'm schlepping the needles also. So there's no Shaila whatsoever. The whole Shaila of the Gemara is the Mishicha that's being done is an animal Mishicha. It's a Lechas Me'atzmo. And this Mishicha is not applicable by Caleb. But for PK, the Gemara says that it should help. Vim Taima. Now, there Tosfos learns pshat, this chamorim and payalim, that means like this, that I schlep the chamorim are those who take care of the chamorim. So now it's like this. There was a moichel that had chamorim. He had workers that took care of the chamorim. And the chamorim, there was kelim, let's say, or there's tvur. So memele, so it says over there, Moshach, that the potential lekeach schlepped the workers, and the workers are holding on to the chamorim, so he schleps them, so he's schlepping in the chamorim also, into his rishus. Moshach chamorim upayalim l'soich beisoi, shneyem yecholim lachzer. So it says, both of the parties, side the moichel, side the lekeach, there wasn't a proper Mashiach. Alma, this is Abaraisa. Alma de loikoni peres b'mashiachas habayim. So that means, even though he pulled the payalim, falim, pulled the chamorim, you're not kind of the peres. The Gemara says, yikivichoyza. So let us just learn the brackets, that's the easier teret, and we made that tomorrow we'll see the first teret. Inami hosam kshemoshach achamorim loimoshach es achamor. So Tosfos says, there the Gemara is moedik meduyik. That means he did not make a meshicha in the chamor. He made a meshicha, he schlepped the worker. The worker was holding on to the chamor, so it was achad gadye. He schlepped the chamorim, the chamorim schlepped the chamor. And so there, same Hanami, to make a Mashiach in the poil, that Zichah not called, that Mashiach Zichah cannot help on the Tvua, which is on the Chamoyim. But Eina Chanami, if he would have schlepped the Chamoyim, that's Daka Arshayla. Could be it would help.